Sunday nights on WLS was home to one of the longest-running features during the rock era. Music People was hosted by a variety of WLS personalities and a broad range of performers from, well, like Frank Zappa to Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. The roster of big-name acts reads like the roster at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Artists like Roger Daltrey of The Who.
I met this guy at school walking along the road one day with this incredible-looking thing that he'd made. It was like the first electric bass that I'd ever seen, and it was shaped like an old boot. And it was Entwistle, very, you know, he was a very sort of strange character. And I said, well, want to join me group? And he came along and joined, and we went on from there. And about a year later, he said, I've got a mate of mine who really plays good rhythm guitar. And that was Townsend. And I'd noticed Townsend at school because you could hardly miss him. Mm. I'm sorry it brings you down, Pete, but at that age, Townsend was really all nose. He really was. And he had a really hard time at school, because, I mean, it must have been very hard to live with. I can imagine why. Mm-hmm. He's got so many sort of paranoias about it.
Was he always jumping up and down in school, like he is on stage? Or was he into athletics and things like that?
I don't really know what he was into, because they were in a year younger than me. And they had their gang and we had ours. Only ours was a bit more evil than this. That was the kind of situation. But, I mean, you couldn't... Entwistle was a character and he stood out because he was, like, gawky. And he always had this strange haircut, which he still got. And Townsend was obviously stood out for that obvious reason. Mm-hmm. And then it was funny that we all ended up together. I was the character because I was the total school rebel. I got expelled. People try to put us to death. Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around. Talking about my generation. Lindsay Buckingham.
It's always been basically three separate writers who have their own more or less distinct styles, and obviously as we went along from, say, Rumors to Tusk, that those separation of styles became more apparent. But there was never really any co-writing. It was always Christine would bring her songs in, or Stevie would bring hers in, and I'd bring mine in. And we would just work them out, basically. So I have basically always had a strong hand in production, so even in some of Stevie's and my tunes, although it is not really visible to the public in general, there's a certain contribution there that goes on in the studio for me.
BTO.
We decided to call it Bachman Turner, and we needed something to follow it because we didn't want to be like Seals and Croft. We didn't want people to think two folkies were going to come out, Simon and Garfunkel, right. Just the two names. We needed something else after our name, and we were at a truck stop in Windsor, Ontario, just across the border from Detroit. And as we were going to pay our bill at this truck stop, right by the cash register was a magazine, Overdrive. And it's a trucking monthly magazine that these guys live by, and they have a centerfold of a truck to Turner. I said, that would be a good name for an album, because it means heavy kind of music, Overdrive. Mm-hmm. And as we were walking out to the car, I said, how about Bachman Turner Overdrive? And he said, BTO, like the initials.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful.
Well, I guess I started listening to rock and roll while I was about 11 years old, living in Italy. I remember one of the local newspapers, the few English publications, said something about a new singer named Elvis Presley.
Devo.
By growing up in Akron, Ohio, it kind of did the job. I don't think we would have done this if we'd grown up somewhere else. We just kind of met each other somewhere at the beginning of 1970s, and we were the only people in the area that liked each other, and we started making music together to entertain ourselves.
Realized we had a mission.
Marvin Hamlisch.
My father was a musician, and I hated practicing. The thought of practicing, I want to tell you something, it drove me nuts. So whether it was my mother or it was my father, one of them used to say to me, practice, practice, you got to do it, you got to do it. And that's how it all started, really. Yeah. And I hated it. First time I made money making music was around the age of thinking about 14 or 15. What happened was I became a pianist for a ballet school. And I remember they paid me $2 an hour. And I used that money to go to see Broadway shows. So I would work a couple of weeks in a row, and then I would take my money and it was always standing room that I used to get, because standing room was the cheapest you could get in New York. Then after that, I kind of propelled myself into another job, which was called the rehearsal pianist for many shows. And I must say, I was the rehearsal pianist for Barbra Streisand on her first show.
How can I convince you what you see is real?
Survivor.
I guess any rock and roll band, it's a slow build, and you've got to pay your dues and let it take its course. And for Survivor, that meant just a lot of playing the bars and clubs around the Chicagoland area. In the meantime, perfecting our craft so that when the opportunity did arise to have a hit record, we'd be ready to go. And I go back probably too long. I feel like I've been in the business for about 100 years. Actually, back in about 1965, we put together a band called the Ides of March, which I was a part of. I was the lead singer and guitar player, along with Larry Millis and Bob Berglund, Mike Borch, Chuck Somar, John Larson. There was kind of a brotherhood there amongst the bands.
During the course of WLS as a music station, there was a constant flow of music personalities, celebrities, dignitaries, governors, politicians, and of course, the listeners who came to look through the big WLS studio window. And a moment of view through the window at some of the WLS personalities as we continue with WLS, the music radio years 1960 to 1985.